Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nozir Dav Zayin, Nozir 7a, pagination is 13, starting from the Mishnah on the fourth line. Omar Hareini Nozir Achas Gedola. A person says, I'm going to be a nazir, one time, a big one. Hareini nazir achas katana, or he says, I'm going to be a nazir once, a small one. Afilu mikan va'ad sof ha'olam. Even if he says, it's going to be from now till the end of the world. Nazir shloshim yom. He has upon himself a vow to be a nazir for 30 days, but we don't attach additional interpretation to the expression, the way he said it. Big, small, there's one basic binding level of Nazirus, unless he specified differently. The Gemara asks Amai, why is he only for 30 days, if he said this third case, until the end of the world? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Ka'amar, this is the way we understand his words. Aricha lihada milsa, this thing that I'm accepting upon myself, is as long and as heavy as kimikan v'ad sof ha'olam, like from now till the end of the world. But despite his expression of how weighty his decision is to become a Nazir, the amount of time that he will be a Nazir is still limited to the basic default setting of Nazirus, which is 30 days. The Gemara now asks from a different Braisa with a slightly different case that actually has a different ruling. Tanan, we learnt. Hareini nazir mikan ad makom ploni. A person says, I'm going to be a nazir from now until a certain destination. He specifies the town, for example. Omdim, we assess. Kama yomim mikan vad makom ploni. How long it would take to get from here to that place. Pachos mishloshim yom. If it's less than a 30-day trip. Nazir shloshim yom, so then he's going to be binding at 30 days, because that's like trying to make yourself a nazir for less than 30 days. The default setting is 30 days, and that's the minimum, and that's what's binding. V'imlav, but if it takes more than 30 days, nazir kiminyan hayomim, he will be a nazir according to the number of days that he specified. And in this case, the duration of time to go from one place to the other, if it's 34 days, for example, then that's what would be binding upon him as a Nazir. Ve'ema hachanami, why can't you argue the same way that you understood our Mishnah, that when he says, from here to here, should be the same as saying, from here till the end of the world? Why don't you interpret it to be saying that this thing of Nazirus is as weighty to me as from here to that place? In which case, only 30 days would be binding upon him. Amar Rava, Rava explained, Shehichzik Biderech. This case being brought to compare to our Mishnah is a case where he started on the path towards that city, towards that destination. So let's back up over here. Had he not started on the path towards the destination, the Gemara assumes it would be the same ruling as our Mishnah, which is 30-day Nazirus, not less, because Nazirus doesn't come in less than 30 days, but not more either, even if the destination is longer than that, because he's simply expressing himself that this is a long, it's like a trip all the way to New York. It's a trip all the way to California. And it's only a 30-day Nazirus that he accepted upon himself. However, The reason that this second statement over here said that there's actually a binding nature, keminyan hayomim, according to the number of days that it takes to get that to that destination, is because he referred to it in a case, shehichzik biderech, that he started on the path. He started walking to the destination. So then, that changes things. And we're going to calculate, based on the amount of time it would take to get from here to there, and that's the number of days his Nazirus has been accepted as. The question is, what changed? Why indeed is it that just because he started walking, it gets a different ruling, and it's going to be binding for the number of days of the trip? Rashi explains by making two points. Number one, Muchach milsa da adaita de lehave nozer kol zman sheyehe bederech ka'amar. It's clear to us that what he means to say is, I want to be a nozer while I'm on this trip. And since he started traveling towards that destination, and he made a comment that he's going to be a nozer until that destination, that's not saying it's heavy for me to be a nozer, just like traveling to that destination, like it's some abstract thing that some person might do. He might go all the way to that destination. He's actually doing it. And what he's saying is, I want to be a nozer for the duration of the trip. And therefore it's binding for that number of days. If that number of days is more than 30, indeed he will be bound in Nazirus for more than 30 days. Rashi then makes another point, which is tremendously instructive, particularly in the topic of coaching. Says Rashi, Kevon dehichzik bederech, once a person starts traveling on the way, leka lemeima, you can't interpret his words to mean aricha li milsa kimikan vad makom ploni. You can't say it's like he said, it's so long, like from here till there. Because you see, it's not long. Because he has already begun the trip. What is Rashi saying? I once heard a beautiful insight based on this Rashi. It's only off limits if you didn't start. But once you start, it's not considered unattainable. And a person who starts on the trip would never use it as an expression all the way to New York. It just, it can't be, because he started. And so to speak, if in good faith he's proceeding and going in that direction, then you can't interpret his words to be that it's an off-limits type of thing to do. It's only when a person did not embark on the trip or start on the goal that the goal seems totally unattainable and would be used as such an expression. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.